Chapter 31 OWLs. Ron's euphoria at helping Gryffindor scrape the Quidditch Cup was such that he could not settle to anything next day. All he wanted to do was talk over the match, and Harry and Hermione found it very difficult to find an opening in which to mention Grawp. Not that either of them tried very hard, neither was keen to be the one to bring Ron back to reality in quite such a brutal fashion. As it was another fine, warm day, they persuaded him to join them in studying under the beech tree on the edge of the lake, where they stood less chance of being overheard than in the common room. Ron was not particularly keen on this idea at first. He was thoroughly enjoying being patted on the back by Gryffindors walking past his chair, not to mention the occasional outbursts of "Weasley is our king," but agreed after a while that some fresh air might do him good. They spread their books out in the shade of the beech tree and sat down, while Ron talked them through his first save of the match for what felt like the dozenth time.
"Well, I mean, I'd already let in that one of Davis's, so I wasn't feeling that confident, but I don't know. When Bradley came toward me, just out of nowhere, I thought, 'You can do this!' And I had about a second to decide which way to fly, you know, because he looked like he was aiming for the right goal hoop. My right, obviously his left. But I had a funny feeling that he was fainting. And so I took the chance and flew left, his right, I mean, and, well, you saw what happened,"
he concluded modestly, sweeping his hair back quite unnecessarily so that it looked interestingly windswept and glancing around to see whether the people nearest to them, a bunch of gossiping third-year Hufflepuffs, had heard him.
"And then when Chambers came at me about 5 minutes later..."
"What?"
Ron said, stopping mid-sentence at the look on Harry's face.
"Why are you grinning?"
"I'm not," said Harry quickly, looking down at his transfiguration notes and attempting to straighten his face. The truth was that Ron had just reminded Harry forcibly of another Gryffindor Quidditch player who had once sat rumpling his hair under this very tree. "I'm just glad we won, that's all."
"Yeah,"
said Ron slowly, savouring the words, "we won."
"Did you see the look on Chang's face when Ginny got the snitch right out from under her nose?"
"I suppose she cried, did she?" said Harry bitterly.
"Well, yeah, more out of temper than anything, though."
Ron frowned slightly.
"But you saw her chuck her broom away when she got back to the ground, didn't you?"
Said Harry.
"Well, actually, no, Ron,"
said Hermione with a heavy sigh, putting down her book and looking at him apologetically.
"As a matter of fact, the only bit of the match Harry and I saw was Davis's first goal."
Ron's carefully ruffled hair seemed to wilt with disappointment.
"You didn't watch?"
he said faintly, looking from one to the other.
"You didn't see me make any of those saves?"
"Well, no," said Hermione, stretching out a placatory hand toward him.
"But, Ron, we didn't want to leave. We had to."
"Yeah," said Ron, whose face was growing rather red. "How come?"
"It was Hagrid," said Harry.
"He decided to tell us why he's been covered in injuries ever since he got back from the Giants. He wanted us to go into the forest with him. We had no choice. You know how he gets. Anyway..." The story was told in 5 minutes, by the end of which Ron's indignation had been replaced by a look of total incredulity.
"He brought one back and hid it in the forest?"
"Yep," said Harry grimly.
"No,"
said Ron, as though by saying this he could make it untrue.
"No, he can't have."
"Well, he has," said Hermione firmly. "Grawp's about 16 feet tall, enjoys ripping up 20-foot pine trees, and knows me," she snorted, "as
Hermy."
Ron gave a nervous laugh.
"And Hagrid wants us to
teach him English, yeah," said Harry.
"He's lost his mind,"
said Ron in an almost awed voice.
"Yes," said Hermione irritably, turning a page of Intermediate Transfiguration and glaring at a series of diagrams showing an owl turning into a pair of opera glasses.
"Yes, I'm starting to think he has. But unfortunately, he made Harry and me promise."
"Well, you're just going to have to break your promise, that's all," said Ron firmly.
"I mean, come on. We've got exams and we're about that far."
He held up his hand to show thumb and forefinger a millimeter apart from being chucked out as it is.
"And anyway, remember Norbert? Remember Aragog? Have we ever come off better for mixing with any of Hagrid's monster mates?"
"I know, it's just that
we promised,"
said Hermione in a small voice. Ron smoothed his hair flat again, looking preoccupied.
"Well," he sighed, "Hagrid hasn't been sacked yet, has he?"
He's hung on this long. Maybe he'll hang on till the end of term and we won't have to go near Grawp at all.